Calling them villains for the history books, the Attorneys General of New York, Massachusetts, and Minnesota on Thursday announced a $4.5 billion settlement with the Sackler family, which owns Purdue Pharma, the manufacturer of the drug OxyContin that contributed to the nation's opioid addiction crisis. WXXI's Karen DeWitt has more.
New York Attorney General Letitia James, along with Massachusetts AG Maura Healey and Minnesota AG Keith Ellison, says the settlement is the largest amount ever paid out by an individual. $4.3 billion will go to nearly every state in the nation to help fund prevention, treatment, and recovery programs. New York will get $200 million of that amount. In addition, James says Purdue Pharma will be shuttered by 2024, and the Sackler family will be permanently banned from opioid production.
Sackler family is primarily responsible for this crisis. They should own up to it. And what they should do, obviously, is take responsibility for their misconduct, their illegality, and their efforts, again, at fueling this crisis and avoiding and using every trick in the book to avoid responsibility.
The Sackler name will be taken off any remaining public buildings, Harvard, Yale, and Columbia universities, as well as the Louvre in Paris and the Tate Gallery in London, have already ended associations with the Sackler family's philanthropy efforts. Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey says another important part of the settlement is the requirement that the Sackler family members and Purdue Pharma waive their attorney-client privilege and release up to 20 million documents related to the case. Healey predicts they will show what she says is the family's and company's pattern of deceit.
For years, Purdue and the Sacklers told lies about their business, told lies about their drugs, and these lies hurt a lot of people. The Sacklers even decided to blame and stigmatize their victims, the very people who became addicted to their drugs. That stigma tore families apart and continues to do so to this day, and it's cost us so many lives. Exposing the Sacklers' evil acts is a step towards ending that stigma. It's a step towards healing.
There is no criminal action included in the settlement. The attorneys general had been seeking a public apology from the Sackler family, but that also will not be part of the agreement. James says she and the other AGs decided to accept the deal to avoid more costly legal wrangling.
I don't think any of us will say that this deal is perfect, but we can't let perfect be the enemy of the good. We can't let perfect be the enemy of getting results. And this deal gets one of the nation's most harmful drug dealers out of the opioid business. And if approved, we'll put an end to delays and legal maneuvering that could possibly continue for years across multiple continents.
The Sackler-Purdue settlement is the second one announced by a drug company since a trial began in late June. Johnson & Johnson already agreed to a $230 million settlement with New York and agreed to end its opioid business. James introduced a bill to create a lockbox for the settlement funds to ensure that they do not go to the state's general fund but are spent directly on programs to alleviate addiction caused by opioid dependence. The legislation came after Cuomo's budget office decided to spend just $11 million of a $32 million opioid settlement with McKinsey & Company on addiction prevention and treatment and spent the rest on other purposes. It was passed by both houses of the legislature, signed by the governor on June 30th. In Albany, Karen DeWitt, WXXI News.